Good evening, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernall. The City of Richland Center is currently seeking a civic-minded resident to fill a vacancy on the park board. Our local parks, trails, and recreational facilities are vital assets that enhance the quality of life for everyone in our community. By joining this board, you can play a central role in advocating for these outdoor spaces and ensuring they continue to serve the needs of all residents. Community involvement is the cornerstone of local government, and your unique perspective can help drive meaningful improvements to our city's park system. As a member of the park board, you will act as a dedicated steward for our community's recreational programming and infrastructure. The role involves guiding the future development of public spaces, reviewing project proposals, and providing leadership on decisions that impact Richland Center's natural and recreational resources. We are looking for individuals who use our local parks and are passionate about maintaining vibrant, accessible, and high-quality environments for families, athletes, and nature enthusiasts alike. This opportunity is designed to fit into a busy schedule, with meetings held just once a month on the fourth Monday at 5 p.m. This consistent but manageable commitment allows you to make a direct and lasting impact on local policy without a heavy time burden. If you are a citizen of Richland Center, ready to contribute your ideas and leadership to the future of our local government, we encourage you to bring your passion to the table. Interested residents should submit an expression of interest or a committee application to the Recreation Department. For more information or to apply, please contact the Recreation Director, Jody Meaden, by calling 608-647-8108. Or you can visit the City of Richland Center website to download a membership application or stop by the department office in the Community Center to pick one up in person. The Richland County Executive and Finance Standing Committee will meet Tuesday at 5 p.m. in the County Boardroom in Richland Center. Key topics for discussion include critical infrastructure projects such as the Tri-County Airport roof repair and the development of a comprehensive capital plan. The committee will also consider structural changes, including the creation of an ad hoc new jail committee and a new committee to assist in forming an EMS ambulance district, as well as renaming the Public Safety Standing Committee. Administrative and financial matters are also prominent, featuring the evaluation process for the county administrator, the establishment of a backup administrator memorandum of understanding, and the creation of a new economic support lead position. Other agenda items include the transfer of an LWCF grant and property to the Richland School District, budgeting and overhead reviews, and the cancellation of stale tax certificates and checks. Additionally, the committee will review health insurance options, evaluate mandatory versus non-mandatory services, and may enter a closed session for legal strategy regarding potential litigation. The City of Richland Center is showing economic resilience, defying the common stereotypes often associated with smaller Midwestern communities. The city's economic landscape is characterized by an extraordinary rate of job growth that significantly outpaces the national average. While the United States typically sees annual employment growth between 1% and 2%, Data USA reports, Richland Center has experienced a 6.64% increase in its workforce. This surge represents a concentrated burst of local industrial expansion and active hiring that is more than three times the national momentum, signaling a strong environment for both established businesses and new ventures. Beyond mere volume, the quality of opportunities in Richland Center is equally impressive. Professional density has been complemented by a simultaneous spike in both white-collar and blue-collar sectors in recent years. This dual growth in both skilled trades and administrative sectors ensures a balanced and robust labor market where residents can find steady, meaningful work across a variety of disciplines. The financial advantages of living and working in Richland Center are most evident when considering the earning power of its residents relative to the local cost of living. Established households, particularly those in their prime working years, enjoy competitive median incomes, but their money carries significantly more weight locally. With median home values far below national figures, the average rent-to-income ratio is well below both state and national averages. This favorable economic premium provides families with a level of disposable income and financial freedom that is often unattainable in expensive metropolitan areas, making Richland Center an attractive community for those seeking affordability. Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Sarah Rodriguez recently terminated her campaign manager, Kara Spencer, citing serious mismanagement and inaccuracies in the campaign's finance reports. The discrepancies were first identified by campaign staff, who immediately brought the concerns to Rodriguez. Upon learning of the issues, Rodriguez promptly revoked Spencer's access to all financial accounts and moved swiftly to fire her to maintain the integrity of the campaign. An initial review by reporters at the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel had previously highlighted significant issues within Rodriguez's January financial report. These problems included missed filing deadlines and multiple instances of duplicate contribution listings where individual donations appeared to have been counted twice. In response to these findings, the campaign announced it is now working directly with the Wisconsin Ethics Commission to perform a full audit and correct all errors in their filings. This high-profile staffing shakeup comes at a critical time, occurring less than a month before Wisconsin's August 11th Democratic primary election. Despite the sudden change in leadership and the ongoing efforts to rectify the financial reports, Rodriguez's team stated they remain fully focused on securing the nomination and advancing to the November general election. The Viroqua Fire Department recently responded to two structure fires within the city limits. Sunday, July 12th at 1:27 p.m., the department was dispatched to 701 Power Drive, following reports of a structure fire. Upon arrival, responders observed heavy smoke coming from the building. The fire was successfully contained to its point of origin, brought under control, and extinguished. The structure sustained only minor smoke and water damage, and no injuries were reported to either civilians or firefighters. The incident, which concluded at approximately 4:47 p.m., was supported by the Westby Fire Department, Viola Fire Department, Viroqua Police Department, Viroqua Utilities, and Tri-State Ambulance. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Earlier that week, Thursday, July 9th at 9:47 p.m., the Viroqua Fire Department was called to a structure fire at E7935 Cherry Grove Road in the town of Viroqua. When the department arrived, they observed both smoke and flames coming from the structure. Firefighters were able to contain and extinguish the blaze, though the building sustained major smoke and water damage. There were no injuries reported during this incident, which wrapped up around 1:43 a.m. the following morning. The department received assistance from the Westby Fire Department, Lafarge Fire Department, Vernon County Sheriff's Department, and XL Energy. This fire is also currently under investigation. On the afternoon of July 10th, a large multi-agency rescue operation was launched in the town of Eden. After an Apple Emergency SOS notification alerted the Iowa County Sheriff's Office to a potential life-threatening situation. The automated system indicated that a device owner had sustained a traumatic injury and was struggling to breathe, providing precise GPS coordinates that pointed to a remote, heavily wooded area with rugged terrain. Given the severity of the report and the difficult access, emergency dispatchers immediately coordinated a significant response, even placing UW MedFlight on standby to ensure rapid medical intervention. As responders navigated the steep and challenging landscape under warm weather conditions, they successfully established contact with the individual. It was soon discovered that the emergency alert had been triggered unintentionally and that no injuries or medical emergencies actually existed. Although the cause of the false medical data remains unknown, the incident highlighted the efficiency of modern emergency technology. While no medical transport was ultimately required, the precise location data provided by the SOS feature allowed services to mobilize resources quickly and effectively, demonstrating the potential for such systems to save lives in genuine emergencies. A Grace offers dementia consultations, recently recognized in the 2026 Best of the Best Awards by Shopping News for its hospice care services. A Grace also provides palliative care, grief support, and dementia support. Agresis Dementia Care Consultations can help answer questions about care, decisions, and costs, and bring clarity to families navigating this challenging time. In a one-hour session, dementia support specialists will provide personalized guidance, share helpful resources, and recommend next steps, including any Agrace services and other community support that may fit your situation. Dementia care consultations are available virtually by phone or video call. Agrace is also seeking volunteers. Volunteers are needed to make companionship visits to local hospice patients in patients' homes, nursing homes, or assisted living centers. Volunteering may involve reading aloud, listening to music together, playing cards, or simply being a caring presence. No previous healthcare experience is necessary. Schedules are flexible and free online training is provided. Anyone interested in volunteering should contact Agrace at 608-327-7163 or visit agrace.org/volunteer.